wake up, put your shoes on, take a breath of the northern air, and rub those eyes.
Jeff Diamond, you actually went out to the Vikings facility and saw some things with your own eyes. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what I hear are some interesting, at least interesting opposing opinions on Aaron Rodgers' situation. We'll check in on Danielle Hunter. We'll talk about some of the people that your agency represents, including Rashad Bateman, Adam Thielen, Tyler Johnson, and we'll talk about the Vikings salary cap situation now that they're past June 1st and Kyle Rudolph is off the books. But let's start with just what you got out of going out to the Vikings facility, because I haven't been out there in a while.
Yeah, first of all, it was kind of nice to be out there having been vaccinated, and the fact that we could take our masks off if we were vaccinated as we observed practice, and the hope from the media standpoint, which I'm sure you're hoping too, is by the regular season, perhaps maybe they'll open up the media center again, let the media people be on the sidelines during practice, make it more like it was 2 years ago than last year when we were all up on the berm using binoculars to try to see who was at practice and who was not. But so far, still on the hillside and kind of observing along with several of your Star Tribune compatriots. And it was a nice day out at camp yesterday. And certainly watching for who is not there, which is certainly a concern this time of year to a certain extent, but not a major concern until training camp. And as you said, no Danielle Hunter, Patrick Peterson was gone. But Zimmer said it was for his daughter's graduation. And Jeff Gladney is still absent and presumably working on his legal entanglement from his domestic violence situation. And which I also found interesting, the Vikings signed another cornerback today that we can talk about in a minute. And again, is there more concern about Gladney and his situation? And so, but it was, as I said, a lot of interesting things to kind of observe during mini camp as they're playing with those soft shell helmets, but they're doing some pretty good thud drills, 11 on 11, and no live tackling, obviously, but saw some good things. And I think what impressed me initially was to see some of the talent upgrade on this roster from this most recent draft and really the last couple drafts too, and especially on the defensive line that was so troublesome last year when they ended up with, I think, only 23 sacks and compared to 40-some the year before. And I think that was a huge problem on defense last year, which is a big part of the reason why they fell so far. But I see definitely a big talent upgrade, especially on the interior defensive line, watching Dalvin Tomlinson and Michael Pierce, a couple of big bodies in side who really have some pretty good feet too and good athleticism. And I think that's going to be a huge upgrade over Stephen and Jaleel Johnson from last year. And I think that's a real positive. They really never replaced Linval Joseph effectively, and I think these guys are going to be able to do that. And then on the outside, still no Danielle Hunter, but when he comes back, it's certainly going to look better. But I also see some really good athletes, some really good additions, Stephen Weatherly coming back, Patrick Jones, the third rounder, and Janarius Robinson, the fourth rounder, both look big and athletic, and they can move, and DJ Wanamaker in his second year as a defensive end. So I think there's a lot of real positives, a lot of good depth on the defensive line with guys like Mataafa and Jalen Holmes. And so I think it's going to go from a weakness to much more of a strength if they can get Danielle Hunter back to where he was before. And of course, that's a big if at this point in time because he's not there. And we can talk about some other things. I saw some great things out of the tight ends, a lot of use of the tight ends in Irv Smith Jr. and Tyler Conklin. I think they're going to be a huge part of the offense this year, even post Kyle Rudolph, that those guys will effectively replace him. And interesting to hear Quinn Kubiak talk about Irv Smith Jr., that he's reported in phenomenal shape, is what Quinn said. And he looked it out there, and a lot of big plays that he was making. And so I just saw a lot of good stuff out of the rookies. And even the two new kickers have a couple of live legs. Now, can they do it when it counts? We'll see. Or is it going to be another year of Zimmer gnashing his teeth along with Viking fans as the kickers don't come through.
Good stuff. I appreciate you giving us that update. This is Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. You can find all of our many shows at TalkNorth.com. Pretty much all the sports are covered, including, and plus we have tons of outdoor content, a bunch of other stuff. Just check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod to see our shows as they are released. The best way to listen, subscribe to your favorite podcast app, either the show or the network. It's free. It's convenient. Thanks to producer Brandon Morton and our longtime sponsors, White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com. Also, we continue to grow our network in terms of number of shows and number of listeners. If you'd like to join our list of advertisers, you can reach Karen Cleary at K-C-L-E-A-R-Y at TalkNorth.com. All right, let's get to the story that's kind of hanging over the league and especially this division. I find it really interesting that some of my favorite people in the media, really responsible people, have completely different opinions on what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. For example, Andrew Brandt, the former Packer executive, is saying that he thinks that Rodgers will eventually be traded, but it won't happen this year. And then Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for ESPN, was on a radio show today saying that absolutely, Aaron Rodgers is not going to play for the Packers. He's dug in. He will not come back and play for this team this year. These are two smart, responsible people, and they have opposite opinions on what's going to happen with Aaron. What's your view of the whole situation at this point?
Yeah, it's really tough. And you kind of waver from day to day and think, well, Green Bay doesn't want to eat that huge cap hit this year, even if they can spread it over a couple of years. It's still $30-plus million. And he's coming off an MVP season. Who wants to give up on an MVP? But again, if you could see Aaron Rodgers being dug into the point where he's sitting out a good portion of training camp, and that really can set a team back in terms of their preparation for the regular season for week one. And so, honestly, I've really, as I said, wavered on this, Jim. Originally, I thought that they would get him back for one more year. He's not there long term. I think he'll certainly be gone by this offseason. And I could, on the one hand, see them maybe effectively redoing his deal to the point where he can opt out after this year. But they're not going to want to leave as a free agent. But just the fact that they could guarantee him he's going to be traded at some point in time. But I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is a different breed of cat, and mm-hmm. I think he's got diva mentality. I think he's got Hollywood mentality. His fiance is a Hollywood actress now, and I guess if you had to pin me down, I would say I think he's going to be traded this year, and I think that it'll be at some point during training camp that they're just going to throw their hands up in the air and say, hey, we've had enough of this mess, and the Green Bay Packers are bigger than any one player, and we saw what happened with Brett Favre there, and I think we could see it again, a repeat. And if it's not this year, it'll definitely be next year, but I think it could well be this year. And perhaps when the Denver Broncos come here to practice, the Vikings announced the Broncos are going to be practicing against them for a couple days before the opening preseason game. Perhaps Aaron Rodgers is going to be wearing the Bronco uniform when the Broncos come to town in August. We'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're probably going to be forced to trade him. The interesting thing, too, is that, you know, one of the theories out there is that Rodgers wants to be treated by the Packers the way other star quarterbacks have been treated lately in terms of contract negotiation, which would mean, you know, more guaranteed money. The problem is, guaranteeing more money to Rodgers would really devastate the Packers' cap situation and put them in a terrible position if he ended up, falling off in terms of performance or getting hurt.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it could depend on what they think of Jordan Love, and do they think he's ready to step in as a number one pick last year? And we'll see about that. And they've got some other guys that they brought in, but nothing special in terms of veteran guys. And so if they think Jordan Love is ready to step in, and the Vikings certainly hope that that's the case, and sort of the Bears and the Lions, then I think they might feel a little bit better about moving Rodgers. But it's also tough to move a player, you want to really make a major trade before the draft. And if they trade him now for draft picks in 2022 and 2023, it doesn't really help them this year necessarily. Maybe if they can get a veteran guy out of the deal. I don't know that Drew Locke would really wet their whistle particularly, but he would certainly be kind of an odd guy out if that situation happened. And isn't our friend Teddy Bridgewater there too now? So that could be another short-term fix for Green Bay if they're not quite ready to hitch their wagon to Jordan Love. This is just going to be a story that's just going to continue through the offseason. And meanwhile, I saw Aaron Rodgers was frolicking in Hawaii. So maybe he's not so worried about it right now.
Oh, I think Aaron feels like he is in control and he can make what he wants to have happen. And, you know, here's the reality. No matter what happens, he's rich and young and does whatever the heck he wants anyway. He's gonna be fine. The question is, are the Packers going to be fine?
Yeah, definitely. And as I said, from the Vikings standpoint, they would love to see Aaron Rodgers out of this division. And it's going to happen, I'm almost positive, in the next 2 years. Because as you said, they're not going to give him that $45 million a year deal that he wants on a five-year extension at age, whatever, 37. I just don't see that happening. And regardless of how good an athlete he is and Tom Brady playing at age 44 this year, it's just not going to happen for Rodgers. And I think it's more than that. I think he just wants out of Green Bay. I think he's seeing the bright lights of Hollywood. He wants to be in a bigger market. And even though the Packers are a national brand, but I think that Aaron's run his course there.
I agree. Let's talk about the Vikings' recent signing of a cornerback. But first, let's thank our friends at White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Always very happy to talk about the White Bear Lake Superstore. Buick GMC, my longtime friend, the owner, Paul Rubin, his general manager, Charlie Guttrell, their great staff. Minnesota's number one volume Buick GMC dealer, 6 years running with the best selection and with their super friendly premium team. And check out their great website, whitebearlakesuperstore.com, and you'll see up to 12% below MSRP on 2021 Buick SUVs and a $2,200 purchase allowance on 2021 Buick Encore GXs, great vehicles, with an additional $500 purchase allowance for current Buick and GMC owners or lessees, and $500 bonus cash when you finance through GM Financial, plus great deals on 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models and 2021 GMC Acadias. The White Bear Lake Superstore also is a Quigley 4x4 van superstore, and they are a certified elite dealer. Only 7% of GM dealers make the cut. So visit in person at 3900 Highway 61 North in White Bear Lake, or online at whitebearlakesuperstore.com for all your vehicle needs and the premium experience. Buick GMC, we are professional grade. Shop pre-owned specials on one lot, thousands in savings. The White Bear Lake Superstore.
So the Vikings did sign cornerback Ty Smith. He's been with a few teams already, former fifth-round draft pick, has spent a lot of time on practice squads. This is not exactly a blockbuster signing. This feels more like a safety belt.
Yeah, I think it does, and I think that Zimmer has long expressed his desire to have as many corners as he can have. We know that, and I think the Gladney situation may play into this a little bit. He's not there right now. What's going to happen with him? I think that Cam Dantzler showed me a lot last year as a rookie corner. I think he's tall. He's athletic. But he's very thin and just wasn't able to hold up physically for the entire season. And I see out of minicamp yesterday, he was not doing the 11-on-11 stuff. And so maybe he's got a little nick, and there might be some concern about him staying healthy. Patrick Peterson, we know, already is, whatever, 30, 31 years old, and had kind of a rough year last year, although he's slated to start. Mackenzie Alexander had a nice interception yesterday, and I think is a nice addition as a slot corner and should be that starting slot guy, especially with Mike Hughes no longer here. And so I think that the Ty Smith signing, yeah, he's got 4 years experience. He's got 7 starts in the league. He's played in 36 games. He was a former fifth-round pick of Seattle, played for the Titans the last few years. But he, again, is just kind of perhaps a stopgap kind of guy and maybe a fifth or sixth corner in the mix. But, again, I'm a little concerned about that cornerback position, to be honest. And certainly the pass rush should be better, which will help the corners. But is Gladney going to be playing at full capacity? And Dantzler, are they going to be able to stay healthy? Is Gladney going to handle his legal issues? Can Patrick Peterson have a rebound season? I think Mackenzie Alexander will help the cause. I see good things in a guy like Harrison Hand, who had an interception. He was covering Justin Jefferson yesterday and picked off Cousins, and that's a good sign that he got some play time last year. He's a fifth-round pick and had a nice play yesterday. So perhaps Harrison Hand could be a sleeper guy, and we'll see. But it's going to be interesting at that corner spot. And I think one other observation I made, I was watching Anthony Barr closely yesterday, and he looked really good. I saw him covering Irv Smith on one occasion, and certainly looks recovered from his injury. It's well documented how I feel, and I think you've agreed with me, Jim, that contract was a little rich for Anthony considering how much production he's given this team in terms of big plays. Yep. But there's no doubt the guy's an athlete and can be a playmaker. Will he make more plays? We'll see. But he is definitely looks good out there. And we know how much Zimmer loves him and loves his mental game. He talked about yesterday in the press conference, his mentally, physically. He's smart. He's a leader. And he's overpaid for what he's done, but maybe they'll finally be able to unleash him a little bit in the pass rush, figure out some new stuff for him. But it's good for the defense to have him back. And they need Eric Kendricks back healthy, too. And he was kind of sitting out some of the team stuff, too. And after he had that calf injury last year at the end of the season. And it's a little worrisome that here we are in May and he's still not out on the field. So what's going on with Eric? They definitely need him in the lineup.
Yeah, he's incredibly valuable to this team. And he was both a high draft choice and an overachiever. It's a rare combination. We've added Lavelle Neal III to our baseball show. So it's Roy Smalley, Lavelle Neal III, and myself. It's called Chin Music. Please check that out. I've also started my own show, Block and Muted, with Jim Suhan. We've had Blake Barrett, Jeff's, founder at the IFA agency. We had LaTroy Hawkins on last week. He was great. We're having Kevin Seifert, longtime NFL writer from ESPN, who used to work at Star Tribune, will be on this week. Check out that show as well. It's half my opinion and half an interview each week. Thank you for listening to that as well. Let's get into the cap. Andrew Kramer did a pretty good explainer for the Star Tribune recently about Kyle Rudolph coming off the books at June 1st. It ended up giving the Vikings a total of about $14 million under the cap. Of course, some of that's going to go to their draft choices. Can you put that in perspective, how much money that really is and what it means for the Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really come off the cap. What they do with the June 1 designation is you can spread it over 2 years. So he'll still have about $3 million on the 2022 salary cap, but it's a lesser hit this year, which has enabled them to pick up significant money. And they were sitting at about $14 million as of the NFLPA records as of June 1. So that gives them the flexibility to add a guy like Ty Smith, who I'm sure is a minimum salary guy. But they also need some more money to sign the rest of their draft picks. They got a few more draft picks to sign. And you want to go into the season with a little bit of a cushion so that you can replace players who get hurt and bring in veteran players. And so I think that's all helpful. So I think the June 1 situation with the Kyle Rudolph designation helps certainly the cap flexibility for the Vikings. And maybe they have an opportunity to perhaps do an extension on a couple of their key guys, and the two guys most likely in that category right now, Brian O'Neill, their best offensive lineman, their right tackle, who would be potentially a free agent next year if they didn't franchise him. And so I think he's in line for a nice extension. And Harrison Smith, which could be a little trickier because Harrison is 31 years old, but certainly still extremely productive, great leader, very valuable. And I could see them extending him probably maybe three more years and doing a deal that helps them in terms of getting a little more cap flexibility even and getting an important player signed. I don't think they're going to do a deal that locks them in for perpetuity like Zach Parise with the Wild, which yeah. You got a feel for them, like, oh, four more years at whatever, $7.5 million a year, and they're stuck, and they got to figure out what to do with Zach. And that's something that I don't think you're going to see the Vikings do with a player in his early 30s.
No, that has not worked out well. And we were talking about on the baseball show, we were talking about the fact that Miguel Sano has another one more year guaranteed and another year option. I mean, you know, it looked like a very reasonable deal when they signed him to it, but they didn't know he was going to strike out 9 out of every 10 at bats. And now that deal's, I always find it really amusing, Jeff, and you might too, that, you know, the celebrations over signing a large contract. It's like fans get excited because they see it as a sign of commitment. The team gets excited because they feel like they've locked their guy in or their girl in or their woman in. And, you know, what percentage of long-term deals do you end up actually feeling good about?
Yeah. If it's not Patrick Mahomes, I'm not sure that you want to do a real long-term deal. And it's tough. And Danielle Hunter is a good example that here we are, whatever, 2 or 3 years later, all of a sudden that deal doesn't look so hot for Danielle, and which is not the Vikings' fault that they signed it to a $15 million deal. They didn't know that the market was going to jump into the mid-20s for the top pass rushers in the league. But again, as we've talked before, Danielle needs to be here very soon and show them that he is the guy that they think he is and they hope he is after that neck surgery. Until that happens, it's just kind of befuddling that he's not here at this point in time, and I just don't think it makes sense.
No kidding. Let's get a final thought from Jeff. Thanks again to White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thank you for listening to TalkNorth.com and this show in particular. We do appreciate it. We are really just very optimistic about the direction of the network, people we've added, the number of listeners we've added. So thank you again for making this all possible. Final thought, Jeff.
Yeah, I got a couple. The draft class, really interesting to me. I was watching Kellen Mond, the quarterback, very closely yesterday, and he stayed after practice a long time, practicing a lot of corner routes and trying. I think they're really trying to work on his accuracy. It seemed a little bit shaky at times, but he certainly is athletic. And Darisaw and Wyatt Davis, Darisaw has a groin pull, so he didn't do much yesterday. But as I said, I really like those young defensive linemen. And Smith Marset, the wide receiver from Iowa, made a great leaping catch. And I think that would be great competition for those third, fourth, fifth wide receiver spots with guys like him and B.C. Johnson and Chad Beebe and just a group there that's going to be fighting for those other roster spots. And so I think that's really interesting. My last thought is watching Xavier Woods and the concern with Anthony Harris leaving, who was a very valuable player the last few years, didn't play as well last year as he did the year before when he led the NFL in interceptions. But Xavier Woods looked good out there, and Zimmer talked very highly of him in his press conference yesterday. He said, called him a pleasant surprise and said he's been outstanding athletically, very smart. And so that could be a real under-the-radar signing for – not a lot of money, probably around $1 million, I think it was what it was. And he could be a guy, the former Cowboy, who could step in and play next to Harrison Smith and be a real valuable guy. So early returns look good on him. But again, take it all with a grain of salt, people, because it's OTAs. It's not training camp. It's not the regular season. So we'll see how it shakes out.
The good thing is there's always something to talk about. Thanks to Jeff for getting out there and bringing us a first-person view of what's happening at OTAs. We'll continue to give you updates on the Vikings. Thanks again for listening. This is TalkNorth.com.